The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
You're the parliamentary assistant for Nadine Dorries.
I am, yes.
Have you ever seen this lady?
No, I haven't.
This is Karen in Harlington. She's been writing to Nadine Dorries and no one's responding to her. Why not?
Could I firstly ask, what address have you been writing to her at?
I have been sending it to London.
By post, is this?
I have been communicating with Nadine since 2004 when I had an operation that was done wrong. And she has all my documents. Her secretary has all the documents. I'm still battling with the benefit system, and at the moment I'm now being investigated for fraud, which I have not done. The proof is there, the evidence has been there, and I'm still being investigated and being told it's being sorted out.
When was the last time you wrote to Nadine and she hasn't responded?
A month ago.
Why would that be? I was told earlier that you and you are her, you're her parliamentary assistant, you're dealing with all of her constituents' problems at the moment. Why is that Karen would not have been responded to?
I do not know. I do not recall seeing this letter. I mean, all I can say is that we will look into this. I haven't seen the letter. If we don't see the letter, we can't respond to it.
What do you think of the fact that she's left you to, in effect, do her job while she's in the jungle, eating bits of animals and being buried alive?
I would certainly not say that she has left me doing her job. She has left me doing my job, which is exactly the same as I always
do. So who's doing her job, then?
I am doing my job, which is looking after the constituents.
And who's doing her job?
I'm not going to answer that.
Nobody's doing her job, because she's in the jungle. Nobody is the MP for Mid-Bedfordshire.
Nadine Dorries is the MP for Mid-Bedfordshire.
No, she's not. She's in the jungle mucking around and raising her profile and getting paid £40,000. So who is doing her job?
Can I come in, John?
Yes, you can. I don't know why her parliamentary assistant doesn't have an answer for that.
On Monday, I spoke to this people who pay me, and I'm in the throes that they're going to cut off my benefit again, and I have nothing. I'm being checked for fraud. I've produced the evidence. The evidence is there in black and white, and I'm still being pushed around pillar to post. And I got dropped before, and I've been dropped again, and it's like paperwork just disappears. I've come over here, tried Nadine, and I've got nothing, and I cannot, unfortunately, get past the secretary.
This is the reality, isn't it, William? While Nadine is raising her profile and getting paid £40,000 minimum from ITV, you've got constituents here who need her help, who are being ignored because she's not here. And you've just admitted you're doing your job, you're not doing her job. No one is doing her job. And this could potentially be for a month. That's outrageous, isn't it?
I disagree with the premise of your question. I don't think it's outrageous. I mean, you can disagree with the decision that she's
made. How many people voted for Nadine Dorries at the last election?
Precisely?
No, roughly.
20,000?
Yeah. That's right. Over 20,000 people voted for Nadine Dorries. Those 20,000 people voted for Nadine Dorries to represent them in Parliament. Where is she now? She's in the jungle. Why is she not here?
Well, that is a question you'd have to put to Nadine.
We can't put that question to Nadine because she's in the jungle. She's not here
yet.
Instead, you're here.
Yes.
But you're not doing her job. Nobody's doing her job. Do you think she's finished?
Most certainly not.
Will she resign?
I very much doubt it.
So she's not going to resign. What will happen at the next election? Do you think people will still vote for her?
Yes.
Or do you think they will remember this incident and remember that when some of them needed her, she was more interested in raising her profile?
Again, I think you're putting forward an agenda there.
I'm putting forward a question. I'm asking
facts,
you to respond to it.
I mean, the amount she's being paid, has that been confirmed? I
don't minimum £40,000.
Well, you've read that in a newspaper. I don't know that's true. How do you know that's true?
Well, let me put it to you. It's not true?
Well, I don't deal with Nadine's personal finances.
Well, you're her parliamentary assistant.
Yeah, I'm not her banker.
When did she tell you that she was going into the jungle?
Is that relevant?
Yes.
I don't think it is.
So you're not prepared to tell me and everybody else listening to the programme when she told you she was going into that jungle?